quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about tonight. Lance is joining us here today. We got the Raw Report, because, of course, this Saturday night is Saturday night's main event. We've got five matches announced for Saturday night's main event. We'll take you through all of that. Tonight, of course, is NXT. We've got four matches announced for that show, although one of them, we don't know what's going on with one of them because one of the individuals in a title match is hurt, and we're not sure who the replacement is going to be yet. We got Dynamite coming up tomorrow. They don't got a lot of time. They got a little over 2 weeks before their pay-per-view, and we have one match announced for that pay-per-view thus far. So I presume a lot of angles and matches will be made on Wednesday's show, but we'll get you the update on that. Plus, we got news on Keith Lee and Mia Yim. We've got AEW filing a lawsuit regarding a film recently. We got Lillian Garcia coming back very, very soon. We got some attendance notes for both Raw and Dynamite. And have you seen the live-action remake of Moana? No? No one else has either. We'll talk about that as well. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline at Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm also at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. So a lot to get into here today. As noted, Lance is joining us after the break, so stick around. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Filthy, I guess we'll be calling in from Europe over the next couple of days, which is so international. This program. What's going on, Lance?
You're international every time I'm on.
I guess that's true. It doesn't really count. Canada's
I'm in a different country, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't really count as international. Come on. All right, let's get into the news here today. So, Mia Yim and Keith Lee no longer together. Mia Yim confirmed their divorce on social media, and fans were debating if Yim and Lee were still a couple, and Yim posted, "We are not." When another fan claimed they were separated, Yim corrected them by writing divorced. And the reason I bring this up is because everybody has been asking, what is going on with Keith Lee? Is he ever coming back to AEW? And are we ever going to get that match with Swerve? Well, all I can tell you is that, you know, this has been discussed within the business, obviously, with this news coming out as well. There's been a lot of talk about Keith Lee over the last couple of days. And I'm not saying like this 100%, okay? I'm not saying this 100% because I don't know. But from talking to people, and the belief within the business is that Keith Lee is done. And we're not talking like, you know, when he's done with AEW, if that ever happens, he'll go elsewhere. It is believed that he is likely just retired. So, won't get the return to AEW if that's the case. Obviously won't get that Swerve match. And I don't really know anything other than that, except that's kind of what everybody believes right now. So, that's hopefully the update on Keith Lee.
Hopefully at least he's in reasonably decent health, even if he's unable to come back to wrestling.
Yes, very much hope so. AEW reportedly suing Ring Productions LLC, the production company behind the Queen of the Ring movie. According to Post Wrestling, they signed a sponsorship agreement with AEW in January 2025. AEW received $350,000. AEW alleges in a lawsuit that more than $105,000 in sponsorship fees is still pending. They actively promoted the Queen of the Ring movie, hosted sponsored matches across AEW programming, including cast members making ringside appearances, featuring the movie trailer arena events, and the promotion stars doing work on social media to promote the film. So this was the biographical drama centered around Mildred Burke and featured Naomi from WWE, Mickey James, Toni Storm, and Britt Baker. But AEW claiming they did not get paid everything they were promised for helping with sponsorship. We've got a lot going on tonight. NXT, everybody's favorite show, NXT. And it has been announced that Lillian Garcia is coming back to announce NXT tonight. That's cool. We've got four scheduled matches, although one is currently off. The scheduled North American title match was Zarya and Layla Diggs. You know, this is. I want to talk to you about this. I'll go over everything and then I'll ask a question. It's supposed to be Layla Diggs against Zarya, but Layla's injured. Zarya will face a replacement. We've got Vanity Project's Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes against Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dukes. We got Lola Vice and Kalani and Callie Armstrong, a triple threat, number one contender for the NXT Women's title. And we have Naraku against Tate Wilder. Guys, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Tate Wilder is wrestling evil. I can't. I can't believe my eyes. But that's happening tonight. I don't think it's going to go well for old Tate Wilder. Now, the story with Layla Diggs, I'll try and cut to the chase here.
Too late.
There used to be a lot of house shows. There used to be like four dates a week for these wrestlers, these WWE wrestlers. And then, you know, AEW kicked off 2019. Then we had a pandemic. And, you know, all of a sudden, no one's doing any house shows anymore. And the idea was, oh, man, it's going to be great. It's an easier schedule. There will be less injuries. You know, they hyped up all of these great things. You know, you can sign with AEW. You know, if you're like back in the day, you know, you could be a mid-card person. You'd get $100,000 a year, and you had to work one day a week. And it was like, everybody thought this was just so great. They hyped it up. And then, you know, here we are 6 years later. It's like, this is really not all it's cracked up to be. There's still seemingly exactly as many injuries. People are getting hurt all the time. And then, you know, because there are fewer house shows, people go out and they do crazier things, and they're one show a week or one show a month. We got all these people that come up from developmental, and in the old days, they would get up to speed quick going on the road, but now there is no road. So they're exactly where they were when they left developmental. There's like a lot of negatives. So WWE decided, well, let's kind of ease into some more house shows. Let's do some more house shows. And so there's a tour here. There's a tour there. You know, they're adding some more tours and everything. Everyone's kind of starting to get a little more work and everything like that, which, you know, should be a good thing. But now, guess what happens? These people aren't worse. They're not used to working like this. So Rhea got hurt on a house show. This Layla Diggs got hurt on a house show. I can't remember off the top of my head, but like, it seems every time there's a house show tour, this person got hurt, this person got hurt. It's all on house shows. So Lance, is it just going to take a while to like get everybody back up to speed, or what's happening here?
Well, I think a lot of it is the wrestling style has changed into a more dangerous style. People all have dives and higher risk moves, and if you're doing them regularly, like Edge and I leading into SummerSlam, we had a huge house show loop, and we did basicer, if that's in fact a word, more basic and simpler versions of moves on the house shows than we did at the pay-per-view, because we didn't want to risk injury. And I think now everybody has their trademark things, and the audience has been trained that that's what you pop on. So everybody always has to do those trademark things. And I think in NXT, it's a case of greener, less experienced talent are doing a lot more moves. You know, it's not exactly the New Japan system of, okay, you're a young lion, use a Boston Crab and a dropkick. They're doing, you know, round off backflips to the floor and cartwheel DDTs off the top rope when they're still green. And back in the day, not to be a bitter old timer guy, but we were years in the business before we did anything dangerous or complicated. And I think that's an issue. And just the business now, the style is more physical, more high risk.
Well, the other thing too is when you mention you should have a match that you do for TV and for a pay-per-view, but on the house show, you should do a simpler match. I mean, we're also dealing with everyone who has come up in the last 6 years never worked a house show. So, you know, if you were Sami Zayn, for example, I mean,
he's worked a house show or two.
Yeah, you probably understand, hey, we're doing a house show loop. I need to do that, what Lance just said. But I mean,
but also too, I just want to add, video of all these house shows gets out and gets on YouTube and gets rated and gets criticized. Where back in the day, it's like you did it on a house show. It's like no one ever saw it or heard about it. So you would do house show stuff.
Yes.
But if you do basic Memphis 101 house show stuff now, it's going to be on YouTube and somebody's going to call you lazy and somebody's going to bury you and someone's going to get upset because they don't like criticism on social media. It's the whole environment.
My point was that anyone who's come up in the last 6 years, either been signed or called up to the main roster in the last 6 years, they don't remember those days of doing less on a house show. They never did a house show in their life, except maybe the coconut loop, where apparently people are getting hurt. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Is that right? You had three MRIs yesterday, Lance?
I did.
For what?
I had my head, my neck, and my right knee MRI.
Jeez.
Had to lay in the machine for quite a while.
Why?
Why? Because that's how the machine
works. I know that, but like your knee, your head?
Well, the head and neck are related. I have positioning and movement issues with my head and neck.
I do hear that the head bone is connected to the neck bone.
Supposed to be.
Is that right? Yes. Yeah, let's see you move your head.
No, I don't want to.
Is it really not move at all?
I can move it, but it causes discomfort and...
As far as it goes, comfortably? How far does it go comfortably?
That starts getting uncomfortable. That gets uncomfortable.
So you can look right much easier than left.
Sure.
That's what it looked like on...
And, well, I think you've got the mirror image, actually.
No? Put your left hand up. Yeah. So looking towards me seems like your head goes further.
Well, I'm also sitting at an angle towards the camera, so I think you're misrepresenting a little bit.
Does one side go better than the other?
Radio.
Does one side move better than the other?
One side moves a little further than the other.
Okay, that's what I just said. Thank you, Dave. All right. Now, and then your knee?
Yeah, it's problematic.
Yeah. Probably something wrong with it.
Yeah, probably, 40 years of wrestling or something like that.
Brutal. Well, good luck, dude. Hopefully they can put you back together again.
Probably all my volleyball and basketball landing on a hardwood floor probably didn't help.
So it seems like it'd probably be easier to fix your knee than your head.
Who knows? Depends
generally
on what the issues are.
I can't really get a neck replacement is my point.
Yeah. I think the issue with my knees is I've had them scoped before and they don't like to score scope torn meniscus and so forth a second time.
Yeah.
Because you're basically just pulling all the padding out and you'll get bone on bone and... arthritis, and then you got to replace them.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley apparently, I guess, tore her meniscus because she was talking about it, and I tore mine as a full tear. I had to do the MRI thing, and it was like, it sucks. She can't bend her knee yet. It took a long time to be able to bend my knee because I didn't get surgery because the guy did basically say like. You can scope it. There's probably a little piece because like in normal life at this point, it's been over a year. In normal life, I have no issues whatsoever. I can go to the gym. I can squat. I can do everything. The only issue is if my knee is completely bent and then I extend it with weight on it, it gets stuck and then I have to bend it to unstick it. Which is fine. I mean, the only time I would ever do that is, in jiu-jitsu, and I can avoid doing it. But the point is, they basically said, like, don't scope it if you don't have to.
Yep.
Because once you start doing that, like, you're on your way to a knee replacement. And I didn't really want a knee replacement.
Yeah. My biggest issue is at work, the way I sit at the table, at the desk to call matches and so forth on headset... I sit forward because I got to push buttons to talk to the director and so forth. So my knee is bent as far as it can be with my feet underneath me in my chair. And then sitting like that for the 20 minutes, say, of the segment or more, when I go to stand up, my knee does not want to straighten. And I hobble for several minutes. Everybody's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I just need to walk it off for 10 or 15 minutes and my knee will eventually straighten up.
Yeah, that sucks. Raw next week is the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan. And at this point, 7,800 tickets out. So the last time they ran the building which was a year ago. Think about this, everybody. You know, I'm not saying that WWE, anyone who wants to say the WWE is cold, like, you're out of your mind, okay? It's not a cold product. But has it cooled off? Absolutely. 1 year ago, July 28, 2025, almost exactly a year, in the same building, they did 14,526. And here we are a year later, it's 78,53. So that is down significantly.
40-ish percent.
Yeah. Now, Raw, you know, Raw Monday did very well, 12,215. So that was good, Dallas, Texas. But not trending great for the Raw show coming up next week. Now, there are other things that are looking very good. They had a house show. I forget which house show it was. But they did like 6,000 tickets for a house show, which is madness to do 6,000 tickets for a house show. I mean,
but were those tickets considerably cheaper than the TV tickets?
Well, they're cheaper than TV, but if you look at before WWE television and pay-per-view prices went through the roof, back when they were like within normal means, still a WWE show during a non-boom period, just like, you know, WWE is just doing what they're doing. It's not a down period. It's not an up period. It's just an average period for WWE. Television tapings did about 6,000. That was like a solid television taping, as if you drew 6,000. This is a house show doing those kind of numbers. So that's very impressive. But
well, if you're a fan out there, house shows are way more fun to attend.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If there's a WWE house show coming to your town, I strongly suggest you go to the house show, because, you know, you're going to get the entrances. People like their entrances or whatever. You're going to get just match. I doubt you'll even see a pretend angle, which they sometimes will do. And it's just a lot more fun. The wrestlers have more fun, too, because there's less. Yeah, you got to be out of there in 2 minutes.
And they're only concerned with entertaining the people in the seats.
Yeah. So that you don't have to worry about the hard cam so much. Although you probably do as well. Dynamite is this week at the MGM Music Hall, Fenway, Boston. And they are at 27-26, which is a little bit below average for this year. The last time they were in the building, a little over a year ago, it was 31-81. They may hit that. They did... They're doing about 100 tickets a day, so they'll get close to that number. But we got Kenny Omega's AEW World Title Celebration, which will assuredly be interrupted by whoever's going to challenge him for the title at the pay-per-view in just over 2 weeks. We need a title match. We got Willow, Maya World, and Hyun versus Mercedes, Megan Bain, and Lana Cross. And we have Andrade versus Jake Doyle.
How you know?
Because it's written here.
Okay.
You know, I am like, I don't know. You know that that Dynamite show last week was not only like a great show, but it did a great number. And of course, nowadays with, you know, we got the new rating system and we got Max and nobody knows anything for real. I mean, based on the number that they did solely through this new rating system, I mean, it's likely this was maybe one of the most watched, in fact, it was one of the most watched episodes of Dynamite in history. And given we know nothing about Max, I mean, it is possible that it is one of the top three most watched shows that they've ever done. And realistically,
it should be.
Everyone should have known that going in, because you did the pay-per-view main event, a world championship match, with a stipulation where everybody knew you were going to have a title change. You did that on free television on a show where there was no World Cup. So what is my point? My point is, knowing that you probably are going to have the one of the biggest numbers for sure of the year, why did we not advertise more for what came after the show. There was no announcement whatsoever of Hangman being on the show on Saturday, which I still am flabbergasted by. There was virtually nothing announced for the following week's show. In fact, I don't think they announced anything for the following week's show on that show. I believe all of these things have been advertised, except I guess Andrade and Jake Doyle, where if Andrade wins, he gets a shot at like the national title or something. It's.
Gee, I wonder if he'll win.
I loved that AEW show. I think that as a general rule, AEW has been significantly better booked than WWE this year. But I am constantly irritated at things like this. It just drives me crazy. I mean, and the reason for that is they should be doing significantly better than they're doing right now. I mean, yes, the ratings have improved, but I mean, we're not significantly selling more tickets for television tapings. In fact, some of these television tapings are just, the numbers are miserable. I mean, the pay-per-views, there is so much potential here, and it just feels like every now and then they'll take two steps forward, and then it's like he can't help himself. I got to take one step back. I got to advertise Hangman, you know, 18 hours before he debuts on a Collision show on literally the worst night of the year. It drives me nuts. But anyway, they're doing better than Moana. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. We're going to get into Raw here in a second. But as noted, live-action Moana film, a flop, $43 million. Domestic, $52 million international. Against a budget of $250 million, not including marketing.
Not including marketing?
Yeah.
Wow.
They projected a $60 million to $65 million domestic debut and $140 million globally. So, yeah, they're way below. They're way below what they wanted. But such is life. That's the live-action Moana.
Where they get that Rock Cody match yet.
The people who played the voices just played themselves. So there you go. All right, let's talk about Raw. You did not like this Brock Oba Paul segment?
I need to jump on my soapbox again. I can't.
Well, thank God, because we're on a radio show.
I can't believe this company continues to do stalking angles where the heel is the one making stalking accusations and the babyface is the accused stalker who ignores restraining orders and beats people up. Like, this company has had serious, serious stalking issues with female talent. I complained when they did the one in NXT where a babyface had a babyface geotrack a photo to track down a heel superstar in her hotel to break in and beat her up. And then in this situation, a heel is making a false accusation of stalking, and the babyface ignores the accusation and beats up police. You could have done this entire segment, never used the word stalker, never used the word restraining order, and accomplished the same thing. I can't believe they continue to do stalking angles and portray these stalkers as the baby faces. I think it's abhorrent. I think it's terrible. I think somebody needs to wake up and pay attention. I think it's just unacceptable.
Well, I won't disagree with you, but my presumption is they're far too stupid to have thought of any of that. They just came up with a silly idea to keep these guys apart. Paul claimed that Oba was stalking Brock, and so he'd gotten a restraining order. He showed up with cops. Oba Femi beat up all the cops. They later revealed that they were not real cops to explain why Oba would not be, you know, shot. And, hey, I mean, I will say that whatever they're doing with Oba, he's the most over guy on the show. But I think that...
But Heyman could have just said he got a no-contact order from Pierce. It extends to both him, his personal security, and just have black shirt security out there, and say that because he believes Oba is so obsessed that not only is it non-contact, there is a 50 or 100-foot limit. So when Oba came out and they go, "You violated it," they go to step out of the ring. Paul could shove the one security guy towards Oba. Oba beats the hell out of all the security people. And then in the back, they can just reveal where Pierce is like, "I didn't have a no-contact order. Paul made it up. He's lying. How you know? His lips are moving."
You and your "how you know." God. Worst catchphrase in wrestling that's somehow getting over. Reminds me of Seth's music.
Yeah.
God.
But they could have accomplished the exact same thing and not gone down the stalker route. Wasn't Liv's stalker just held not responsible for reasons of insanity?
No, he was responsible, I think.
Not criminally, because of his mental state.
Yes, but he certainly was not let off the hook. The I don't like this whole angle. It's just ridiculous. You know, on top of everything you just said, we have the whole storyline that Oba's an idiot for giving up the title shot. Paul says he's an idiot. Oba's defense is, well, if I would have taken the shot, you just would have screwed me anyway.
Which is what everybody would have expected.
Well, sure, but like, are you never going to take a title shot? Because there's always someone going to try and screw you.
Well, when you end them in Hell in a Cell, it'll be done.
Right. I don't like it. But Oba's over. And to me, you know, especially if you look at what's going on with Bron Breakker, this is an issue with every promotion. AEW is just as bad. Can we, like, pull the trigger on some of this stuff? Like, sometimes I know that they want to wait for WrestleMania to crown Oba, but, like, guy's over right now. He's preposterously over. I mean, we saw it years and years and years and years and years ago when Vince decided, you know, this Lex Luger's so hot, why don't we just drag it out until Mania? Look what happened. Well, that's what's happened with Bron Breakker, and you want to risk doing the same thing with Oba Femi? Oba Femi should have won the King of the Ring, said, I want Roman Reigns, smashed Roman Reigns within an inch of his life at SummerSlam, and he's your new guy. If you want to do Brock and Oba Hell in a Cell for the title at Mania, knock yourself out. But this whole delay, it's just done too often. It's like everything now is like that. I don't like it.
Although to hold up your gimmick of bad analogies, I would think most people in hindsight think they were better off with Brett as world champion than if they pulled the trigger on Luger.
But we don't even know.
But most
You're
people...
probably right, but we don't know.
So not the best analogy,
bro,
dude.
You know how many times, listen, I watched the Monday Night Wars twice.
You just compared Oba with Lex Luger.
I did. I watched the Monday Night Wars twice, and Lex Luger, that guy has got a bum deal in history. That guy was so over, and like every time the trigger was pulled on him, they yanked the rug out. Do you guys remember in like 1997, it was like August 97 or whenever it was, that Luger on a random Nitro racked and submitted Hulk Hogan, and then like they gave the belt back to Hogan like 2 weeks later or whatever
it
was.
2 weeks, it was on the pay-per-view on Sunday. The next
whatever.
Nitro, he was no longer champ.
Dude, that guy won that title, and like they were so ready. He was so over, and it's like, nope.
Well, add that to the list of people Hogan buried.
Same thing. I mean, that guy, whatever you want to say about Luger, he was so over when he body slammed Yokozuna on the Intrepid, and it was like, now's the chance, and they pulled the rug. They pulled the rug out from under that guy so many times, and then he gets the rep of, you know, he couldn't carry the ball. He never got it! They yanked that ball away every time. Anyway, Io and Roxanne, 75,000 people interfered repeatedly. And then Roxanne ended up getting countered into a cradle. Io pinned her. And then we had the first of like 50 heel beatdowns on this show. The heels beat down Io. They beat down Sol. They beat down everybody. Left him for dead. That's one. We had a vision segment.
And bash the hell out of poor Io's head.
Oh, yeah, they did. She got a giant freaking lump on her head from that belt shot. The Vision did a segment where Tozawa Notice came out. They're all sad. Maxine tells the Vision to please leave.
This was bad.
Oh, well, I mean, it got good at the end. The fans got totally behind Otis. He runs wild after, you know, Theory makes fun of him for never getting a woman like Maxine. But it's a ruse, and she distracts Otis. And thank God Theory and not Maxine gave Otis a low blow this week.
Didn't Otis have Mandy Rose at one point in time?
Yeah.
Just saying, throwing that out there.
They beat him down, pummeled him, left him for dead. We got another heavy heel beatdown segment, two in a row. And yeah, the segment, I mean, this was scheduled to go, I think, 4 minutes shorter. And like the first one third of this just was like, what is going on? Just
the crowd was laughing at the poor baby faces.
I know. But you know what, man? When that Otis fired up and started killing dudes, and Braun is bumping his ass off for this guy, I mean, they got into it. So that was
good. But that's also a big step down for the Vision now feuding with Otis and Tozawa.
Yes. because they've dropped the ball on Bron Breakker. They decided to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. He got one injury, and now here he is feuding with Otis Dozovich, who I like, by the way. Had a Royce Keyes Jimmy Uso segment that went to a DQ when Fatu came down and attacked Keyes for the DQ. And they go to kill him, but Solo makes a save, and then Solo claims he's joining the family, but it's a ruse, and he turns on the heels. The heels, once again, everyone, are you surprised? They beat down the babyfaces, but finally LA Knight comes down, and they announce, and we still have 3 more weeks of build for this match. The Usos and Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight, Solo Sikoa, and Royce Keyes. That is a bizarre 6-man tag team pay-per-view.
It's almost
match.
Your random name generator.
It kind of almost is.
Pitched.
It's close. It is close. We had a segment where Paul is all happy about what the Vision did, and Theory goes, I guess we're back together now. And Paul goes, Maxine was so magnificent tonight. The hell do you need me for? And he walks off. He really wants to get away from these losers. Probably for his own health and safety, for being honest.
So here's the question for you. When Bronson Reed comes back, is he Vision or is he going to be somewhere else?
I presume that Paul is going to do something and the Vision's going to win some match because of him or something. I don't think he's leaving the Vision, but who knows? We had Bailey calling out Lyra for a promo. I didn't really get much into this. Lyra's now like a homeless person, and they got into an argument. Lyra, once again, heel beat down. They're facing off on Saturday night's main event. And Mercedes keeps repeatedly on social media, like teasing a match with Bayley. I don't think Bayley's leaving WWE, but it's certainly weird.
It's fun to stir speculation.
It's just weird. Like, can you imagine if, like, this was the other way around? Like, Bayley kept going on WWE social media and teasing a match with Mercedes? It would be completely bizarre. But, like, that's what they're doing. I don't get it. Speaking of, Big Cass is coming.
Mercedes is getting Bayley a raise is what she's doing.
Big Cass. Bayley just signed a new deal.
It will not be restructured, brother.
She just signed a new deal like 2 years ago or something like that. So
well, they restructure some of those, and they will not be now with this.
I guess. I don't know. Then we have the gauntlet match for the Intercontinental title shot. Dom beat Joe Hendry. Match wasn't much. Javon beat Dom in a match that started picking up. And then Javon and Dragon Lee was freaking out of this world. These fans are just going wild for this match. Javon wins, and they're, like, out of their minds. Then it's Javon versus Rusev, and nobody, guys, God bless him, nobody cares about Rusev matches. Somehow Javon got people to care about this match, and then this guy fighting out of the accolade, this place is losing their minds. And so, guys, anyone want to guess what happened? Rusev submits him with the accolade. Javon's out. They bring in the hero, Chad Gable, and, like, nobody cared about this match after they beat Javon. They did pop for the finish. Chad pinned him. And then they bring out Ethan Page. And, like, nobody really cared about this match, except I guess there were some fans in town for the World Cup, so they kind of started singing Chad's name at the end. Chad taps him out with the ankle lock. They did pop for that. And so it's Chad and Penta for the Intercontinental title in Chad's hometown. But, like, I'm going to win a title before Javon at this rate. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the final segment on the show was the Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins segment, where Roman Reigns thanked Seth for signing quickly and getting out of there, because last week he said, "You bored everyone half to death and they fell asleep during your promo." I was like, that's my man. That's my man right there. They bury each other. And Seth got all fired up in his promo. And it was like going on great. And then he just had to bust into, "I'm a revolutionary." And I was like, "You're not a revolutionary, dude. What are we talking about here?" This was like going so great. And then he had to drop his catchphrase. Then they got in a brawl. Seth ended up standing tall. And, hey, it was much better than Seth's boring promo last week. I'll give you that much. I'm still not, I'm not buying a ticket to Minneapolis yet. Probably not.
But, I'm guessing not, no. Nah. Although tickets are available.
Oh, are they ever? 21,000 and 22,000 is what we've got out right now. So, yeah. All right, everybody, we've got to wrap it up for today. Tonight I'll be back on the Brian and Vinny Show. We've been reviewing old NXTs, and we're going year by year, because it's kind of interesting to see how much can change over the course of 1 year. And I believe the show that we're watching tonight is the July 13, 2016 episode of NXT, which is Shinsuke Nakamura versus Finn Balor. Ooh. So that's coming up here tonight, so check it out, everybody. And we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks, Lance. We'll talk to you later on tonight. Wrestling Observer Live.